Faith FM's Hoodies for the Homeless. We are the people we've been
waiting for. Well, we are in the final wrap-up today. We are going to all the locations in the Illawarra where there are still hoodies being collected, and we're going to put them into the boots of our cars, into the Wave FM van, and we're going to drop them all off at St. Vinny's. It's been an incredible response. We've had nearly about 8,000 units already dropped off at St. Vinny's.
That's hoodies and scarves
and blankets,
all sorts of stuff.
And we've been getting visitors all morning. In fact, we've got a crowd full of people that have just come in, and a dog as well. Now, Damien, you seem to know each other. I'm a little bit in the dark here.
Okay. Debbie Organ, she was on the show actually on Tuesday. Now, Debbie and I go back, way back, but more recently last year. We did the sleep out last year and we got chatting. And you told me the story about John, a man that you met on the streets in Sydney who had lost his dog. This poor individual was homeless and his dog had run off down the street because John had been attacked. Yeah, yeah. Tell us more about this, because Jim wasn't here.
How are you? Nice to meet you, Jay.
Good to meet you too.
Yeah, so John had been beaten up. It was June 2013. He'd been beaten up. Teenagers beat him up and beat up the dog, and the dog had taken off, right? So it was a pet rescue ad. We're looking for this homeless man's dog, and he was walking around with signs, and the search was on in Sydney for the little lost dog.
Yeah, right.
Being a big animal lover, I opened the ad, yeah. And I recognised John. So I'd never spoken to him, but he used to sit in front of Myers in Pitt Street Mall. Mm. So I went back on this ad and said, look, I know where John sits. If the dog's taken off, it's gone up Pitt Street. So little Carrie, he named it Carrie because he used to carry it everywhere, has either been run over or somebody's got the dog. So I put up a reward and he got his dog back the next day. So the following day, I went and introduced myself. Hi, I'm Debbie. You've got your dog back, blah, 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 blah. And I sat on the streets for 3 hours talking to John about how he ended up there and so on and so forth. And as I left, he gave me his milk crate. And he said, nobody's spoken to me in 3 weeks. Will you please come back next Friday and talk to me? So for the next 4 years, every Friday I sat on the streets and got to meet various people on the streets that were homeless and interviewed them and chatted to them and so on and so forth. I couldn't take John home because he wasn't probably of sound mind. He had his own issues. My son was doing his HSC. So I went looking for how do I find John a home?
Yeah.
And the response I got from the homeless shelters and institutions were, we'll give him a bed of a night as long as he puts the effing dog down. Yeah. So I didn't like the answer.
Yeah.
They came off second best from that answer. So I did that for some years, and then in 2017, I got a call from Sydney University Vet that we had this dog, and I said, "Where's the owner? We don't know." I had my number around the dog's neck, and John was critical in RPA and needed an operation. There was 98% chance that John wasn't going to make it, but I said, "Well, let's operate and see how he goes." And they said, well, we can't. He's not of sound mind. We need someone to sign the consent forms. Mm. I said, give me the forms. And they said, well, to do that, you need to become his legal guardian. I found myself sitting in front of three judges. I became his legal guardian. He survived the operation, obviously, but they said he'd never walk or use his hands again. And by the way, he belongs to you now. So an interesting position I found myself in.
Yeah.
I was very fortunate, pulled some strings. I got John into a nursing home 4 minutes from me.
Yep.
I've got Carrie. Here's Carrie here today. I've still got Carrie.
Look at her.
And I'm John's legal guardian. They just forgot to tell John that he'd never walk or use his hands again. So he's doing gangbusters, except during COVID, he did get a diagnosis of liver cancer, which is very disappointing.
Yeah.
And really tough to get him into medication during lockdown and such like. But so far, so good. He's going gangbusters. He's doing well. I spend my weekends with John and my mum, and obviously Carrie's here.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now,
so that's
Debbie,
my story.
You are the head honcho, the CEO of Oakland's Bolo, beautiful little club.
Beautiful
there
club,
around the corner
thank
from
you.
My place,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes.
And the Illawarra Yacht Club.
The Illawarra Yacht Club.
You promised us, in Jade's absence, Jade was off on Tuesday, you promised us, I think, 100 hoodies.
I said I was probably good for 50, 100 hoodies.
I think it was 50, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I've got an amazing team at the club, and I've got our chairman, Neil, and gangbuster Leanne here is one of our staff members.
Yeah.
We went to the community and Leanne ran a raffle. Bless the community who donated prizes. We raised $12,000 from the raffle.
Whoa.
And our team slept out the other night. These guys all slept out, including our directors. Yeah. They slept out on Wednesday night. So we're probably, with 3 weeks' notice, we've probably raised about
$20,000. Oh, my God.
That
so
is amazing.
With us, we have bought 250 brand-new hoodies.
Wow.
And 75 brand-new pairs of track pants.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, Jesus.
Awesome.
We went from 50 to over 300 items. items.
How good is our community and how good are our members and guests? Seriously, they all donated. It was fantastic. Team effort. And cheers to Leanne, hey? How good is Leanne?
Yeah, good work, Leanne.
Well done, Leanne.
Nice one, Leanne.
Thank you, crew.
That is absolutely amazing. All the boxes are in our reception. It's just phenomenal. Yeah. Really and truly above and beyond. It's going to go. And all that gear is brand spanking new.
It's all brand new. Our thanks to Target, who also came in with a discount to help us out. But seriously, homelessness is such an increasing issue. And as was said, rents down here are eye-watering.
Yeah.
And what I did was extreme, but if you see somebody on the streets, saying hello makes all the difference to their day, seriously. Yeah. And people don't know what to say, so they keep walking.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, look, Debbie and all the crew that you brought in this morning, hey, thank you very much, guys. And Illawarra, if you get a chance this weekend, pop into the Oak Flats Bolo or the Yacht Club and say good day to the team and support the clubs.
give them
a big cheer for the great work they've done.
Thanks,
helping
guys.
Us.
Lovely to see you, Damien.
Yeah, good
to see you, Jade. See you, guys.
Thanks, and Carrie, of course.
And little Carrie. Yeah. Our star of the day.
The final wrap-up, the final day to get the donations in for Hoodies for the Homeless. Details at wavefm.com.au.
Feel at